Good morning. It's the end of the semester, the first day of finals, and this is The End Has No End by The Strokes on CCD, a distribution requirement. That was The Strokes with The End Is No End, a song that does, in fact, have an end. And that takes you into the first talking portion of CCD, a distribution requirement. Happy Thursday morning. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
And Chris is over there.
Typing
and studying.
Sorry, finals prep.
Econ, right?
Yep.
Exciting. Yeah, it's the first day of finals here at Tufts. And each of us has something. I have two things. You guys just have econ, or...
I have econ today, I've got calc tomorrow, and astro on Monday, so it's a busy day.
Yeah, I mean, like...
By all means.
It's always going to be a busy day during finals week.
Yeah, I'm going to go to... Well, I'm going to go home and sleep after this, and then go to my econ test at 12, and then after that, I'm just studying for calc for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it actually gets very easy for me once I'm done with this day. I have a 12 to 2 and a 3:30 to 5:30. Mm-hmm. But after that, I just have this one essay to finish, and I've already drafted it, so it's just going to be finalizing it and then submitting it tomorrow morning. And then I go home tomorrow, which is nice.
Oh, I didn't know you went home tomorrow.
Oh, no, I do.
That is early compared to many other people.
There are a lot of people I know actually going on Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have, like, if you're like me and don't take test-heavy classes, you don't really... end up having anything in the second week.
Yeah.
So.
I'm lucky to say that I only have that one test tomorrow, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I had a 7 to 9 p.m. last semester on a Friday.
I actually have that on Monday.
Yeah, no, but I had mine on a Friday night.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but there was an event that I wanted to go to that I couldn't.
At 9 o'clock?
No, it was at 7.
There's an event at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and there was an event at 9 that I did go to.
Okay. There you go, then. Trade-offs.
Not really. I would have liked to go to both.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Que sera, sera.
Yeah. I'm optimistic for finals, generally. I feel like once I'm done with that calc final tomorrow, it's going to be a whole lot easier.
There were so many people in the late night studying CARM yesterday.
Yeah.
No, it was hopping.
I ran over to Carpenter House to give cough drops to producer Danny, who's currently stuck in traffic. And I looked in. This is at like 1 a.m. And I looked into late night study, and it was packed.
Yeah, it was busy when I was there around 9:30. Yeah. And I figured it would only keep increasing in like foot traffic. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it did, based on what I see from Snapchat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let's play another song.
I'm with it.
All right, this is an old classic, End of the Road, from their Best Of album. This is Boys to Men.
Girl, you know we belong together. I have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this. You'll be mine forever, baby. You just need.
Together forever, you and I.
just don't understand how much I love you, do you? I'm here for you. I'm not out to go out there and cheat all night, just like you did, baby, but that's alright. I love you anyway, and I'm still gonna be here for you till my dying day, baby. Right now, I'm just in so much pain, baby, cause you just won't come back to me, will you? Just come back to me. Yes, baby, my heart is lonely. My heart hurts, baby, yes, I feel pain too.
Love is confusing and life is hard.
That was This Isn't the End. This Isn't the End by Owl City off of their album Mobile Orchestra. And Chris has been replaced in studio by producer Danny.
Well, hello there.
Welcome. Welcome back.
It's been a long time since I founded this show way back when.
That's true. And look where it's gone.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we also lost producer Zach, like, last year.
Yeah, I should have asked him in retrospect to come over.
Yeah. Probably would have done it.
He had a minority stake in the company, so.
Mm. I can't remember if you were a producer first or he was a producer first.
I believe I was, and then he tacked on as my assistant.
No, I'm pretty sure we demoted you at some point.
I probably deserved it.
I don't remember.
I think you did deserve it. I don't remember what it was for.
I was armchair quarterbacking pretty hard. So.
I don't remember if you were ever re-promoted, but it's obvious that we're calling you producer Danny.
Well, on my resume, it is. I am an assistant producer, of course.
That is actually amazing.
Yes, indeed.
Word of the day.
Stay in school, kids.
Is it listed as word of the day or CCD, a distribution requirement?
Not sure.
Yeah.
Haven't updated in a while.
Well, good luck next semester.
Yes, indeed.
Considering this is the last ever show the three of us will have been doing together.
You can produce all three.
Yeah, I'm gonna... My whole resume is just gonna be filled with lie.
Yeah.
Filled with lie. Filled
producer,
with lie.
The Astro Hour with Zach Goway.
Yeah.
Yeah, our producer, whatever my show ends up being named.
I should just be the producer of this whole radio station. Just be the I should just pretend to be on a
game. You should probably train to be a DJ.
I probably should. You really should. But then it takes away the fun of lying to everybody.
Well, no, you can still lie about being a producer. You're a host.
What do producers even do anyway? They produce. They produce. Do artists. So does everybody.
Well, I am an artiste.
True.
Yeah, there's a different level of oversight involved.
Yes.
Producer is one level removed from the actual production.
Yeah.
Yes. There is actually no production associated
except
with
the production of, like, of this specifications and stuff.
Indeed. Mm. Yes, indeed.
And the I'm trying to come up with a funny synonym for money, and
I think you're looking for money.
The
cash.
Cash. I like that.
Dinero.
The dinero is almost exactly
the dollar bills.
Dollar bills.
Cash Monet.
The director doesn't worry about the cash Monet.
Because cash rules everything around, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Call me Claude Monet. Dollar, I have some bill, cash y'all. Monet.
That was terrible.
Hey. I like that. I texted someone yesterday
saying,
show me the money. But in all caps, but I accidentally said, show me the Monet, and they texted back a picture of a Monet. And I was like, well, I appreciate
this.
Has
anyone ever told you that you're really cool?
No, actually. That's so strange.
Has anyone ever told you that they love you?
No, actually.
That's so strange.
Oh, you're going to have to wait.
First time for everything.
Oh, no, I didn't tell you that I loved you.
By the way, dear readers, if you hear the gentle sound of clacking, that is the... extra strength cough drops in both me and producer Danny's mouths.
And Danny's coughing is horrible, and we apologize for it.
Mine as well.
It's pretty bad.
All right, let's play some more music.
Yay, let's play something better than Owl City.
This is Until the End of Time by Justin Timberlake.
Get hype.
That's fair.
I woke up this morning and heard the TV saying something about disaster in the world, and it made me wonder where I'm going. There's so much darkness in the world, but I see beauty left in you, girl. And what you give me lets me know that I'll be alright. Cause if your love was all I had in this life, well, that would be enough until the end of time. So rest your weary heart and relax your mind. I'm gonna love you.
way I'm feeling. Baby girl, there ain't no question. Just to be around you is a blessing. Sick is out of trying to save the world. I just wanna spend my time with you, girl. And what you give me lets me know that we'll be alright. Cause if your love was all I had, don't you know that that would be enough until the end of time? Oh, oh. Rest your weary heart.
Rest your heart.
Relax your mind.
Relax your mind,
'cause I'm gonna love you, girl, until the end of time.
Girl, you got me singing.
If you're out there, let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah. This one's for the lovers. If you're out there, let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah. This one's for the lovers. If you're out there, let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah. This one's for the lovers. If you're out there, let me hear you say, yeah, yeah. Break it down one time.
That was Justin Timberlake, Until the End of Time, off of his album Future Sex / Love Sex.
Wait, is it Future Sex / Love Sex?
Yeah, I'm
Future Sex Love Sound.
No, oh yeah, it is Future Sex Love Sound.
Yes, great album.
PSA, what is it?
It is the Autumn Outdoor Exercise.
Vito, it's winter.
Too bad. Give me some autumn sounds.
No.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe in the fresh air.
Trick or treat.
Reduce stress and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Why is there just a fall ambulance?
That's the sound of freshmen getting Thamesed.
That was the Doppler effect.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
All right.
Science. Bang.
More music?
Thank you, Ken Lang.
Yes, please.
This is The Beatles with
never heard of them.
Their song, The End.
Amazing drum solo.
pretend those many years ago. What were all those plans we made now left beside the road? Behind us in the road. More than friends, I always pledge, 'cause friends they come and go. People change as does everything I wanted to grow. I just want to grow. Slide on next to me. I'm just a human being. I will take the blame, but just the same, this is not me. You see, believe, I'm better than this. Don't leave me so cold. I'm buried beneath the stones. I just want to. I've been caught a sickness in my bones. How it pains to leave you here with the kids on your own. Just don't let me go. Help me see myself, 'cause I can no longer tell. Looking inside of the bottom of a well, it's hell. I am no one hears before I disappear.
That was Pearl Jam off their album Backspacer, the song The End. And before that, Abbey Road, The Beatles, the end of their, pretty much the end of their medley, at the end of the Abbey Road CD.
Yep.
The last song.
Definitely the end of
Well, Her Majesty kind of plays in.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on whether or not you classify the silence in between the songs as a continuation of the medley or a actual track break.
Yeah, but it could be either, honestly.
Yeah, most
definitely. But yeah, that Pearl Jam track is very nice as well. And if you've noticed, the theme of today, as we pass 7:30, is endings, because this is the last time that we will be doing a radio show together officially in a time slot.
Yes, as an official time slot thing. Yes, I'm sure that we will have episodes
together. End of an era.
In the
3 semesters.
Yes, it was good.
Two of which everyone showed up for.
I wonder how many episodes we've done in total. We could probably tabulate it, but
we've done well over 30.
Yeah, easily.
30
word of the day, especially, we had so many.
Yeah, episodes. Between like 30 or 40 episodes, really, maybe 50.
We ran out of words.
We could have done more words, honestly. We could have done end.
We definitely,
for example. Words.
Yeah, I'm really surprised we didn't do it. Is that the one that John Hodgman brought up and said we didn't do and?
I don't know. He brought up a few.
He brought up one that was really good that we definitely should have done.
I mean, like.
Or the. I think it's we didn't do the.
What's done is done. We had to change it up.
Endings, finales, favorite television finales? Or is that...
Blackadder Season 4.
Lost.
That's a joke, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Blackadder Season 4.
I feel that.
Lost was just such an inspiring conclusion to the whole series.
I mean, see, Blackadder was like an irreverent comedy for 4 seasons, and then the last episode was just...
I was gonna
really
say.
Intense because everyone, it's set in World War I, and they all go over the top of the trenches, and it just crossfades to a field of poppies.
Oh no.
And the credits roll silently.
Wow.
Oh wow. That's a
I was gonna
big
say
troll.
That you've explained Blackadder
that's
to me.
That's a big troll.
That's interesting. I feel like you
It's rated as one of the best series finales ever.
That's very good. And that's not crazy. Like,
30 Rock was also very good.
30 Rock was
30 Rock was very satisfying. Parks and Rec was a very satisfying ending.
Parks and Rec was great, but...
Stop coughing, wow.
Yeah, right? Parks and Rec falls into the domain of shows that really it's less the final episode that is the finale and more the final season that is the finale. Yeah. And actually, I think my favorite shows do that. So Parks and Rec does that, obviously. Buffy does that, and West Wing does that. West Wing, season 7 is 100%.
I feel like I could almost push it, though. It's like...
like... a finale.
I like the ones that just tie it up at the end. They're like, okay, we're ending, that's fine.
Yeah.
Rather than, don't make a big deal about it. It's like athletes, too. I get kind of annoyed when those athletes announce, like, the season before, yeah, I'm gonna retire at the end of this season.
Yeah.
And then go on a farewell tour that overshadows everything.
Yeah, it's really
Kobe Bryant, I mean, like, it's acceptable. I understand it, like, because the people who do it are very well known.
Such hubris.
Like Derek Jeter and David Ortiz, but it just got old and it was too much.
Just leave already.
Yeah, exactly. Just announce at the end of the season that you're going to retire and, like,
what's our show
now? Do it.
Tours CCD.
CCD, where our final show is talking about final shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
Finales.
Meta.
Yeah, again though, like, when you've got, so like, The Sopranos, you know, with probably one of the most inconclusive...
Oh, that's the point.
...awful endings.
That's the point.
No, that's a highly praised ending.
Who doesn't onion rings?
I do like onion rings. Actually, no, I don't.
I like the first two, and then they get old.
True.
What other ending don't I like? I don't like the Breaking Bad ending that much.
You don't?
Although my friends...
I haven't seen Breaking Bad.
My friends in high school who loved Breaking Bad loved the ending, but I didn't love Breaking Bad and I didn't love the ending.
The episode two shows before the ending was the greatest.
Ozymandias is often cited as one of the greatest modern episodes of television.
Well,
it's
is.
Hard to...
They had to get permission from the Writers Guild.
I would say the finale of Westworld.
They had to get the permission from the Writers Guild of America to hold the opening credits for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to interrupt everything that was about to go down.
Yeah.
So awesome.
I feel that. Finales are...
You can't say Westworld because we're talking about the end of the end.
No, but I'm saying... He was saying one of the best episodes of television, and I'm like...
No. Westworld is not the best.
Episode 10,
no,
season 1 of Westworld.
No.
That is a
Westworld
great...
No, you're overreacting.
Westworld is a very interesting television.
Westworld is not... It is not the top tier of television.
It is really good. But it's not...
And I'm not saying every episode of Westworld. I'm saying that specific episode.
Well, I'm...
really epic.
I don't think that specific episode of television was one of the greatest episodes of television history.
It was. Someone actually talked about this on online. The last episode of Westworld season 1 is longer than the original Westworld movie.
Yeah. It was way...
But yeah, long. No. Westworld is a good show. It's not one of the best shows on TV.
No.
I would put it as one of the best shows on TV right now.
The most interesting shows on television.
Well, how broad is your definition of the best shows on TV?
Like, shows that aren't canceled.
Yeah.
Shows that are currently being made. I would say it's one of
those. No, but like, how many of them are there?
What do you mean?
How many of the best shows? What is the number of the best shows
top
on TV?
Five.
It's in your top five?
I would say it fits into my top five right now of shows that are on TV. TV or Netflix or whatever.
I would not say it's in the top five for me. I don't know.
I would definitely put it in the top five. I'd put that and Game of Thrones in the top five. BoJack Horseman is in there.
I would put Game of Thrones. BoJack Horseman in there. I would put Fargo.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched Fargo. So,
I have to commit to it.
That's fair.
You do need to commit to Fargo.
I'm not good with commitment. You know that, Charles.
I put Crazy Ex-Girlfriend in my top five right now.
I need to watch that as well. Everyone tells me to, and everyone says it's amazing.
The Walking Dead is a really underrated show.
I don't think that at all. I think it's
said nobody ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so.
Oh my god. They're doing nothing. For a season entirely, like...
Yeah, it's waiting for Godot. It's waiting for Godot with zombies,
Daenerys,
I guess.
Daenerys gonna leave that tower. That's all I'll say.
Daenerys did leave the tower.
That happens in the book, too.
Season.
It happens in the book as well.
Yeah,
it's really annoying to read about.
Flub.
Alright, let's play...
too much pigeon pie.
Let's play another song. This is an old... another classic. Elton John, Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Thank you. in some they don't, and some you just can't tell. And some they will and some they won't, and some it's just as well.
Goodbye Stranger by Supertramp off of the album Breakfast in America, which is exactly what I'll be having after this show.
I potentially will.
They see me rolling on my Segway.
As I go to Carmen, get some crackle and a bran in my in a cereal bowl.
All right. Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I do need some cereale.
What's your cereal of choice?
At school or at home?
At school.
At school, I end up getting Lucky Charms more than anything, which is very bad, I understand.
I used to have Lucky Charms when I was younger.
At home, I get, like, Life a lot. However, I love,
Cheerios.
love Peanut Butter Crunch Ew. To death. Peanut Butter Crunch is my favorite.
Who's that? I'm just not a peanut butter guy.
Cheerios.
I mean, I don't think there's
any Cheerios are good, but they don't have enough crunch, which is why I like Trader Joe's High Fibros. The extra fiber gives them, like, a really crunchy texture.
And it helps later on.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Gotta stay regular.
Talking about finales. Hey-o. I'm really proud of that one.
Could you leave?
Yeah, sure. Bye, everybody.
All right, let's play another song here. This is from former Squeeze keyboardist Jules Holland, who has a rhythm and blues big band. This is a song, Say Hello, Wave Goodbye.
Jules Holland from
Founder of the Holland
Jules
Tunnel.
Holland.
Sung by Mark Apple of the new wave band Soft Cell.
And founder of Apple Computers.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Standing at the door of the pink flamingo, crying. It was a kind of so-so love, and I'm gonna make sure never happens again. You and I, it had to be the standing joke of the year. You were asleep around, a lost and found, and not for me, I fear. It work, you in a cocktail skirt and me in a suit. Well, it just wasn't me. You're used to wearing less and now your life's a mess. So insecure, you see, I put up with all the scenes, and this is one scene that's gonna be played my way. Going cheap in the sales. A nice little housewife will give me a steady life and won't keep going off the rails. Take your hands off me. I don't belong to you. You see, secret, it has been hell. We're strangers meeting for the first time, okay? Just smile and say hello.
That was Mark Almond and Juice Holland's Rhythm and Blues Big Band with Say Hello, Wave Goodbye, as we enter the final 10 minutes ever of CCD.
It's the last dance, the last dance. All right, I'm done.
I'm also done.
Good.
Try to take
over. Now, if we'd sit in a moment of reflective silence for the next 4 minutes.
Let's do it. Let's be Quakers.
I don't want you to have a seizure, Zach.
Only speak if the Great Spirit moves you to.
Danny was moved by the Great Spirit.
That was definitely a movement.
That was something.
Movement of my bronchi, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Can we find a church around your lungs?
Your larynx?
Yes.
Our lungs are the perpetual father.
Call me Lung Jesus.
What? Call me Glasses Jacket Shirt Man.
With the hair.
He coughed for our sins.
Oh my.
That's pretty good.
It's a good thing we're leaving the year now.
Yeah, let's.
If you had.
It's a good thing it's a voluntary
mom's
exit.
Spaghetti.
No.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
We've already played "You Lose Yourself" this
mom's
semester.
Ready.
Stan really likes mom's, mom's spaghetti.
Stan is a good song.
Yeah.
See what happened to Stan though. Don't eat mom's spaghetti. Moral of the story.
Mom's spaghetti. Is great.
Mom's spaghetti is filled with like hallucinogens that made him a psychopath.
No comment.
Mm.
All right.
Stay in school, kids.
I don't know if I've had spaghetti made by my mom. I've had spaghetti made by my grandma.
Your mother has never made spaghetti of any kind.
Not even
like birria pasta.
Well, no. That's because my grandmother always makes it. Because my grandmother loves making pasta.
But your grandmother doesn't live with you, does she? Oh, she lives with you?
Yeah.
Oh, then, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah. That's why.
Grandmom's spaghetti.
Yeah, exactly. Grandmom's spaghetti.
You should be Eminem.
Mom, if you don't understand these references, it's Eminem's Lose Yourself.
You should be Skittles.
I should be Skittles?
Well, Eminem's already taken.
Skittles with a Z.
Skittles, yeah.
Oh, no. It's like Skrillex, but much, much worse.
Yeah.
It's also
no,
very different.
Is a terrible name. No, let's be honest. If I was like some sort of EDM star, I'd be Xacto Knife. Zach with a Z-A-C.
And with that, this has been CCD. I hope you've enjoyed this semester.
What a way to go.
You can find us on our own solo shows next semester, whenever that may be.
All
we'll find out.
By producer Danny.
Potentially called the Astro Hour. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't really know. Look for Charlie, Zach, and Chris. Maybe Danny, but probably not on the WMFO schedule.
Danny will be around.
In the meantime, this is Frank Sinatra with We'll Meet Again. Which we will, next semester.
Produced by Danny.
Have a good day, a good finals week, and a good
Bye-bye.
New year.
Bye. Enjoy. Love you all.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. So keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know. Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Song. We'll
again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. I love you.